If your job at a healthcare facility includes disinfecting against viruses, you know prevention is the best medicine. And maintaining healthy spaces starts with a healthy cleaning routine. Grainger's world-class supply chain helps ensure you have the quality products you need when you need them. From disinfectants and cleaning supplies to personal protective equipment, so you can help deliver a clean bill of health. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
Welcome to Cane's. It's Luke Bryan. What can I get you?
Today I'm raising funds with Raising Cane's and my buddy Todd Graves for the Brett Boyer Foundation. Great food.
And a great cause.
Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers.
And the Brett Boyer Foundation.
One love.
9464-56851 is bad. 10 is good. Text your rating and Rick Heyman, Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
You're first today, Bill.
First of all, big fan of the Peaches. Huge fan of the Bee Gees. Uh-huh. Not saying that always. Do I have the cassette and 8-track of the Bee Gees? Not so much.
God's sake.
Not so much, but still a fan of the Bee Gees.
Radio.
Radio. This would have been radio for me. This would have been more radio than the purchasing.
I never purchased.
Never purchased Bee Gees, but impressed. The song sounded really good on the headphones.
It did.
It really sounded on the headphones. Most of the time I'd be like, the song's probably a 4 or 5. Headphones changed everything.
Okay.
It really did. I'm going to go with a 7222.
Okay.
7222. A lot of it is my fandom of the Bee Gees that raised it up a little bit. Not one of their better songs. They've had some other songs I enjoy a little bit more, but I really enjoyed it. 7222.
Always, not always on the same page. Tony Orlando and Dawn got us in trouble.
Sideways. Got us sideways.
Yeah. This song, I wrestle with it. I really wrestle with it. It is a gorgeous song, but it teeters right toward, you could make fun of it quite a bit if you wanted to go that
right
direction.
There. It's a 51-49. Yeah. It's a 51-49.
You can pan it. You can, yeah. You know, it's a Saturday Night Live skit, yeah, waiting to happen. And it probably did happen. They did a Bee Gees thing. It was super funny, and them on a talk show. Yeah. But I dislike it. It's 1970 again, yeah. 1979 in this case.
79.
And I'm a little kid, and I'm hearing it, and I like it. It just sounds like 1970s to me. It's a gorgeous song. I'm with Bill. The Bee Gees had some, I'd say 7 or 8 really incredible songs. That would be like 6th or 7th, but it's an 8. It's an 8.0. Good job, Rick. Rick, good job.
I'll go with a 6.5. Like, as Bill said, on the headset, really, really nice. Without the headphones, I think it drops it significantly lower. Yeah, but it did sound really good.
If you're just in the Accord, it's different than what it is right here. If it's just in the Accord, different. I'm going to say Ellie's going to be higher. I'm going to say Ellie's going to be a 7.9. Dad's going to be a 6.9.
Ellie 5.8. Dad 6.4.
You mean help the dad pretty much.
Yeah, yeah.
5.8 for Ellie.
Yep, and 6.4 for Derek. We are now joined by Rick Heyman, Sauter Heyman Jewelers. Rick, good morning. Decent score, 7.222 from Bill, 8 from Sip, 6.5 for me. Not bad. Not bad, Rick.
How about Ellie?
She said 5.8?
Yeah,
5.8. Oh, not
Derek,
great.
Derek was 6.4, her dad.
Okay, good. Well, I've got the crew down here, and I had to go out in my big black truck, Coach, to keep from waking everybody up this morning. And so I'm out here, and I lost my Wi-Fi right as the song started playing.
Oh, no.
So I missed all the commentary. But thank you. Good scores. Yeah. La-di-da.
La-di-da.
La-di-da is still the theme. I like
You're
it.
You're in la-di-da, right?
Well, I'm in la-di-da, and this is la-di-da music. And, boy, just wait. Listen, everybody listening, all the breakers, you're going to love all of the rest of these songs. We're going to go all summer. And you may not, you know, this one, you know, it's just fun. It's a great song, beautiful, gorgeous. You'd hear that around here. But I got a lot more coming. So,
what's the theme? What's the theme? Is it la-di-da?
La-di-da. We're gonna, you know, it's time to chill out a little bit. Let's just, you know, take it easy, man.
Oh, listen to Jay. Summertime, yeah. And
Sip, I love your shirt. Love that shirt.
Thank you, Rick.
That's the best shirt you guys have ever had, and I expect to get one, Jake.
That's okay. We'll hook you up, Rick. That's from Tamara. Tamara, Bill's sister, hooked us up with that. She did a great job.
Tamara's incredible. And Sip, make sure and tell Matt McConaughey hi tonight.
Should have said hi to him.
How did you miss that in your dream? Come
that.
On, man.
I don't know why. I just looked at him and walked away.
Yeah, that's weird. You got cold feet or something.
Yeah, that's hilarious. I did the same thing this morning. Fell asleep at, 3:45, and here came 5:30, and, And, Coach, the phone story is, I've done that so many times. My God, the dog's hanging over the bed, and the wife's all
upset. It was a lot. I get told so many times, just don't put your phone, don't leave it on the bed. And I did. I do it every night.
Yeah, because you roll over and boom, there it goes.
12 minutes of hell.
Do this. It's just a sugar space.
It's incredibly obnoxious.
Listen, everybody listening, if for no other reason, you need to tune in every day at 6 a.m. because this is why we listen. These stories.
Yeah, not great. Sports knowledge.
Not sports.
Just not very tame.
Not insight on the draft. Who's going to go fourth?
Not much to talk about right now. Okay. Hey.
That's hilarious.
Very quick story. I got a neighbor lady down here. Miss Connie. She's from Nashville. Now, just stick with me on this story.
Okay, we will.
She used to live in Conway Twitty's house.
Twitty City. What?
Yes, and after that, she was Johnny Cash's next-door neighbor. I'm not making this up. This is all true. Okay. She's 77 years old. She looks like she's 57. A very genteel Southern lady, obviously from good means, wealthy means in the past. She lived next door to Johnny Cash. She knew June Carter Cash well, but she said Johnny always hung out, and he didn't like to talk. I get that. But she said to me, well, one day then the British invasion happened. And I said, the British invasion? What are you talking about? I said, what are you talking about? The Beatles coming around all the time? She goes, oh, God, the Beatles were there all the time. And all this. And these stories are amazing. And then she said, no, but then John, he got older, and everybody calls him John that knew him. And then they had to sell the house, and they moved out. And those other guys moved in. And I said, what other guys? She said, oh, those ones, they had the big hair and the teeth and all that. And I was like, oh, gosh, I was thinking about it. She said, they sang real high. And I said, the Bee Gees? And she goes, yeah, the Bee Gees moved in. They bought Johnny Cash's house.
Bee Gees bought Johnny Cash's house, and your neighbor was there for it.
Connie. My neighbor lived next door to him.
Okay.
Connie.
Yeah. This is remarkable.
And I said, you mean Barry Gibb from the Bee Gees? She said,
if you work in quality control at a candy factory, you know strict safety regulations come with the job. It's why you partner with Grainger. Grainger helps you find the high-quality and compliant products your business needs to inspect, detect, and help correct issues. And the sweetest part is, everyone gets a product that's as safe to eat as it is delicious. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you work in quality control at a candy factory, you know strict safety regulations come with the job. It's why you partner with Grainger. Grainger helps you find the high-quality and compliant products your business needs to inspect, detect, and help correct issues. And the sweetest part is, everyone gets a product that's as safe to eat as it is delicious. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Yeah, but they were all there all the time, and they had a recording studio, and they were coming and going all the time. And I'm like, oh my gosh, you can't be serious about this. This is, I just live for these stories. So anyway, and she said, one morning I'm sitting at my table drinking my coffee, talking to my friend, you know, the wired phone on the wall, I'm sure. And she says, I see smoke's everywhere. And I had to hang up, and I ran outside, and Johnny Cash's house was burning down after the Bee Gees bought it. And she said, there were rumors for a long time that they did that on purpose.
Oh, wow. So in that same voice.
The same voice. That's Connie's voice.
Sounded kind of like you.
I can hear Connie.
Connie sounds like you, Rick.
Yeah.
Interesting. And, interesting.
I looked it up. And yes, Barry Gibb did buy Johnny Cash's house. It was on the Today Show in 2005.
Okay.
So I saw her again, and I said, you're absolutely 100% true. So the Gibbs, the brothers Gibb, the Bee Gees, who are, you know, I wasn't a huge fan in the beginning until they got into their, you know, Saturday Night Fever and all that. I became a much bigger fan, but they're incredible. Now, on this song, they recorded those voices so that it literally sounds like there's 27 of them. So there's three Bee Gees. And each of them recorded their parts 9 times.
Jeez.
9 different harmonies are going on in the middle of that song. Mm-hmm. And even better is, they wrote this song and a song called Tragedy, which is also a great song, from the next album after Saturday Night Fever. In one afternoon, after they were in the middle of recording the Sgt. Pepper's movie, they got together and wrote this song, Tragedy, and then another song that their younger brother recorded that evening. They wrote it that evening. So, you know, these guys are freaks. Just freaks. There's just no word to describe it. If you really want to appreciate the Bee Gees, go on YouTube. One Night Only, 1997, MGM Grand. I think it was the last major concert they did, and then eventually most of them died off. And Barry, of course, has got to be 90 years old now. So with that in mind, that's my story time. Mm. You can look up the Bee Gees. The history's incredible. It spans 40 years, all the way back to the Mersey Sound before the Beatles, and then they started in 1958, and then all the way through to the Saturday Night Fever stuff and beyond. So 1997, One Night Only, the Bee Gees at MGM Grand. Check it out.
Jeez.
Okay. Stump the Sippers and Coach.
Let's do it.
Here we go.
Whoever's first, the Bee Gees had a younger brother that died at a very early age and was incredibly talented. Can you name him, whoever the first person is?
It's Alex Gibb.
That's your answer?
Alex.
CZ, Andy.
Andy Gibb.
Died early?
He was like 25.
Mm. But I think he sort of like made a mark, right?
Yeah. He was big. He was married to the girl, the actress from Dallas, the pretty dark-haired one. What was her name?
Don't got that
no idea.
I can't remember. Okay.
Interesting. Bill.
Next question. Bill,
yes.
Bee Gees obviously won a lot of awards. Did they win 6, 12, or 8 Grammys in their career?
8.
Diamond.
Yeah. That was a layup, Rick. Boom. I knew that one.
Oh, come on.
Top of his head. No thinking.
Everyone knew that one, Steve.
Along with about 47 others that we won't go into. And for everybody, are the Bee Gees, or are they not, in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
They have their own wing.
We're going yes, Rick. We're going yes.
Triple Diamonds, 1997.
1997. In the Hall of Fame. They got that one right, finally, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Several people.
They did.
They got that one right.
They did.
Rick, what's happening right now at Sauter Heyman Jewelers?
Hey, all we hear about on the news, tariffs, right? Tariffs, tariff this, tariff that. We do not charge tariff pricing at Sauter Heyman Jewelers. It's all pre-tariff pricing because we have lots of inventory. One thing my dad always said is, Better to have it to sell it. We don't need to order it later on. The price of gold is high. We have not repriced anything to reflect the new pricing or the tariffs. Most of your chain stores out there, guys, they're getting this stuff onesie-twosie out of China. You're going to pay double or triple. So save the money. Come to Sartor Hamann. We can't guarantee how long that's going to last. By the way, my daughter Jordan is down here right now with her whole family. Nice. She said somebody came up to her the other day and said she has high T. She didn't know what that meant. She said, "Dad, somebody told me I had high T. What is high T?" I said, "You don't listen to the show."
Ooh.
So I must have said one time Jordan has high T. But Jordan's fantastic. We're four generations, 120-year-old business, guys. You can't go wrong. Six Master Jewelers. Come on. Don't mess around. We're going to take care of you. That's why we're still here. So check us out, SartorHamann.com, South Point Pavilions, downtown the outlet, save up to 70% every day, and also out there in Grand Island. We love them out in Grand Island. Go see them out there. Breakers get 10% off. God. Remember that. Just mention the radio show or the Breakers, and you're going to get 10% off. SartorHamann.com, my personal Facebook. I will post more interesting things about the incomparable Bee Gees on my personal Facebook at Rick Hamann.
Rick, always good stuff. Thanks for the time. We will chat with you again next week.
Bye-bye.
Rick Hamann's song of the day was Too Much Heaven.
That was really good. I wonder if the Bee Gees used a realtor. Or do you think they just talked to Johnny like they're out one night and Johnny goes, "I'm selling my house"? And he goes, we're interested in that. Or did they all of a sudden just go through a realtor?
You
have to ask Connie about that if you could, Rick. Find out how that went down.
Connie did have an interesting life.
Yes. If one of us lived next to Johnny Cash and then the Bee Gees, your life is that's a game changer.
Yeah, you'd have to show some restraint.
Yes, you would.
When we come back, hour two, Mike Schaefer's in the building. He's next in studio, an early break in the ticket.
If you work in quality control at a candy factory, you know strict safety regulations come with the job. It's why you partner with Grainger. Grainger helps you find the high quality and compliant products your business needs to inspect, detect, and help correct issues. And the sweetest part is, everyone gets a product that's as safe to eat as it is delicious. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.